a grassroots mobilization initiative, the Community Participation for Action in the Social Sector, known as COMPASS, a United States Agency for International Development funded project, is promoting oral polio vaccines and changing long held suspicions in polio endemic northern Nigeria. Using a community coalition model, COMPASS has succeeded in raising awareness and acceptance of vaccines in some of Kano's conservative rural communities. Kano accounts for nearly 40% of all new polio cases in Nigeria. Dr. Calvin Chukwuemeka runs the government-owned Gaya General Hospital, 64 kilometers from Kano.
Polio has been a major issue, and we've been getting some cases. This week, we even got one just about 2 days ago. The trend has been going down because the awareness has been created, and through people like the community coalition, the advocacy is being carried out very well. And before, people used to attribute it to maybe juju or some spirits and things, but they've now come to realize that it's something that can be prevented, and they could get help.
Grassroots-based community coalitions have rallied support for polio immunization and galvanized low-income local communities to improve health facilities and services. Halima Wada, who is in charge of the postnatal clinic at Kaya Hospital, says insecticide-treated bird nets were provided as incentive for mothers to bring their children for immunization.
If the mother is attending the immunization 3 times or she comes for the last, we are providing net for half of her baby. COMPASS, they are the one who provide the net for us to give for the mothers. Because of this net, ma, they used to come to the hospital.
Before, they are not agree of this immunization.
A polio advocacy worker in Kano, Aminu Ahmed, was paralyzed by the disease at an early age. These days, he works part-time with vaccination teams trying to make inroads in conservative Kano neighborhoods.
Most of the time, I will tell the people, say, do you want your son to be like me? If you say yes, we are leaving you to go. If you say no, okay, give your children to immunize.
Polio eradication efforts have been further boosted by the requirement that polio vaccines must be administered to Muslims from endemic countries before they are allowed into Saudi Arabia for Islamic pilgrimage. More than 100,000 Muslims from Nigeria visit Saudi Arabia for pilgrimage every year. Umar Bello is the chief imam of Gaya local government in Kano State.
The commissioner tell us, and the director, Samson Yakubu, tell us that no one can go to Makkah except take polio. Even show us the futures of some Afghanistan, Pakistan, the people are now taking polio. As we hear this, most us must go to Mecca to perform our Hajj. Now we are accepted.
Polio campaigners are pleased with the progress in breaking down barriers in a previously inaccessible northern Nigeria.
My name is Dr. Lola Mabo Gunje. I'm the Regional Field Activity Director for COMPASS Polio. And I'm in charge of 8 states that are high risk to polio. The community are now renewed. Every mosque now, on Fridays, they'll announce the importance of immunization. At every naming ceremony, they do the announcement, and they will actually pray for the eradication of polio, which means, something is being done by the community. I'm quite impressed about that.
Polio is a viral disease that can damage the nervous system and cause paralysis. The disease is preventable by immunization. The World Health Organization has listed Nigeria, India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan as the only polio endemic countries in the world. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Kano.